Well, we're going to start with Mark Jacobson, who was named the 2011 Prince. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You're pretty excited?
Yes, extremely.
Why did you get into the competition?
I don't know. Last year I got in as a candidate, and I just came back just to see if I could get it again.
What was the best part of the experience?
Probably meeting all the guys. Last year there was 24. This year there was only 7, but you get to meet a lot of the other guys that aren't from Atlantic.
I guess I'm jumping the gun here. Tell us about your folks.
My parents are Mike and Darla Jacobson, both from Atlantic.
Okay. And you belong to?
The Bear Grove Blazers 4-H Club in the Atlantic FFA chapter.
Okay. What's the best thing you've been able to do through either 4-H or FFA?
This summer, I helped out two of my younger 4-H members with their 4-H projects. Both got considered for state fair, so that was extremely good. They were both the first time out for those projects.
Do you have a favorite project that you've done over the years?
Probably beef. I've done it almost every year, so that's pretty big for me.
Okay, what are your future plans?
I attend Iowa Western Community College for construction engineering and then transfer to Iowa State for the same thing.
Okay, why did you choose that course of study?
I built musical sets the past 3 years for the high school musical in Atlantic, and it's just kind of something that I'm taking a hold of.
Okay, very good. Well, do you know where you're going to be 10 years from now?
Hopefully back in Atlantic somewhere, building something, houses, anything. Just kind of keeping my mind open for that.
Well, Mark, give the young 4-H'ers a little advice. What should they look forward to?
4-H is so much fun. Everybody should do it. It's now being more based off of not an agricultural state, but at the same time able for all the town kids to come and participate as well. So I think that's pretty awesome.
Just get involved.
Yes.
Very good. Mark Jacobson, congratulations.
Thank you.
All right, let's turn to the 2011 Cass County Fair King, Robert Nichols. Tell us about your folks.
My parents are Bill and Linda Nichols. My father was raised here as a young lad, and my mama grew up in Charles City.
Talk a little bit about the experience for you in the King competition. Good experience?
Yes, it was a very good experience. I mean, it turned out to be okay, I guess, so that's good.
You get to wear the crown. That's always a good thing.
Yeah, I guess. That'll be fun. I had wanted to do it last year, but the scheduling didn't work for me. Like, when we got interviewed and stuff, I had a conflict there, so I wasn't able to try last year. But this year I was able to, and there was no conflict, so I was just happy that I was able to do it this year.
Okay, talk about the 4-H FFA experience for you. What's been the best part of all that?
I've always enjoyed doing beef. Well, I don't know about enjoying it every time. I mean, a lot of times your cattle are kind of, you know, until you get them trained and stuff, they're kind of just dumb. But in the end, it always pays off. I mean, if there's anything I could tell young 4-H'ers, it's, I mean, you got to fight through the hard times because you're going to get those paychecks at the end and those good times. All you're going to have a lot of learning experiences, citizenship, leadership, all that, and it's going to be very beneficial in the long run.
Tell me about the rest of the guys that were in the competition this year.
Some of the contestants, Mark Jacobson's actually in my my same club. Others are from Atlantic, so I know him well. But there were a couple that I didn't know so well, either from Griswold or Cam, that I got to meet and get to be good friends with during the interview. And I really enjoyed being able to get to know them better.
Very good. Well, congratulations on the opportunity here, and good luck the rest of the week. You got a lot of projects you're working on here at the fair this year?
This year, I have a feeder calf that I've got yet to show on Tuesday, and I had a steer that I was going to show tomorrow, but it had to get sent home for warts, which is a little saddening. I guess we're just going to have to eat them. And then I've got a couple up here at the building that got judged yesterday. I got one going to state as a beef project, and then a couple that were considered to state, and then one blue. So it'll be a good fair for me.
It'll be a full week for you then.
It will be.
Great. Robert Nichols, again, congratulations.
Thank you.
Well, next we're going to visit with the 2011 Princess Tess Peck. Tell us about your family.
Got an awesome family. I have an awesome mom and dad, Bob and Celeste. I have an older brother, Jed, an older sister, Hallie, and a twin sister, Maggie.
Pretty excited?
Very excited. Super pumped.
Tell me about the other girls that were involved in the competition with you. Some good girls?
Oh, absolutely. They're all very fun. Got to know a lot of them very personally. Made some new friends. So,
why do you think the judges look so favorably upon you?
I don't know. I was wondering the same thing. I don't know. I'm pretty carefree and just, I don't know.
What was the best part about the experience for you, aside from getting the crown?
I met a lot of new girls, and I mean, obviously I've seen them around because very active in 4-H, but I got to know them very well and very personally, and we'll stay friends.
What's been your favorite project over the years here at Fair?
I would definitely have to say rabbits. I'm a rabbit girl.
How many?
This year I brought 10 between FFA and 4-H, so 5 in each.
Is that the most you've had at the fair?
Yeah, definitely.
Is that a handful? I don't know so much about showing rabbits. Is that difficult to do?
No, not too bad. Not too bad.
Do you have to do a lot to them to get them ready for fair?
No, they're probably one of the easiest. Just brush them. Okay. Brush them and feed them.
Brush them and feed them. Real easy then.
Yeah.
All right. Any projects in the building at all this year?
No, this year I didn't make it to any of the projects in the building, but also have a calf.
Oh, okay.
So, FFA market steer, market heifer.
Okay. Does it have a name?
Yes, Pumpkin.
Pumpkin.
She comes to it very well, too.
Okay. She really answers to the name?
Yeah, she does. She comes right up. Probably, I mean, the food bucket probably helps, but we'll pretend that's not there.
Okay. Well, tell me about your future. Where do you see yourself down the road?
I hope to be graduated from Nebraska Methodist College and hopefully be a radiology tech, and then soon after that go on for a radiologist.
Okay, great. Well, give some of those young 4-H'ers a little bit of advice. What do you want to tell them?
I know that everyone says this, but definitely get involved. The past few years, I've done a few more projects and been very, you know, happy with that. Don't come to the fair expecting to win anything. Just have fun. That's the most important thing.
Okay, very good. Tess, congratulations once again, and have a good time at the fair.
Thank you very much. I'll try. Thank you.
Well, next is the 2011 Cass County Fair Queen, Erin Steele. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Excited?
Very. It's in a state of shock right now. Yep, but that's okay.
Well, it's always a dumb question to ask. Did you expect it? Because you go into the competition, you're hoping to do well and hoping to impress the judges, but you never really expect it, do you?
No, I didn't really expect it. I mean, all the nominees were good. I mean, they all had great interviews, I'm sure, and I just tried my best and pushed forward what I did differently than any other person. So,
okay. Introduce us to your family.
My parents are Doug and Lynette Steele, and I have a brother, Tyler.
Okay. Talk a little bit about your fair involvement. What else? What all do you have going on this year at the fair?
This year, I'm showing 3 head of beef, 1 in FFA and 2 in 4-H, and they're all spread out and together all at the same time and class-wise, so it'll be a busy day tomorrow for beef show, but it's going to be exciting, and hopefully it'll be a great fair week. And then I had a food nutrition project up here in the building that was considered for state but didn't get to go this year.
Over the years, do you have a favorite project that you've brought to County Fair?
Yeah, my passion is in the beef industry, and that would have to be my favorite project because I just love the cattle that I work with.
Okay. Well, talk a little bit about because you're going to get to represent Cass County at the State Fair. I saw you visiting with Victoria Frisbee a little bit, last year's Cass County Fair Queen. Does she give you any tips yet?
Yeah, apparently there's a paper I have to write that she says they probably do more judging off of than they say they will, but that'll be okay. I'll get that finished, and I'm just trying to get through County Fair right now. That's what I'm focused on.
Didn't know there was homework with this, too.
No, I didn't. It'll be fun, though.
That should be a good experience for you. And congratulations. We also gave you the KJAN Brownfield Ag News Network Youth Agriculture Award this year, and it goes to one person here in the county. It was voted on by your peers. The Youth Council actually did that. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I was really excited to do that. It's just been an amazing night for me.
Yeah, it's just kind of a lifetime achievement award for those who are involved in a lot of things at County Fair and through agriculture here. Well, is agriculture then going to be a part of your future?
Yes, I'm going to Iowa State to major in agribusiness and minor in animal science. I'm looking for a job in ag finance right now before I go back home and help Dad.
Okay. Is that something you always envisioned yourself doing?
I always envisioned myself just going straight to college and then straight back to the farm, but since Dad wants me to go out and try the real world on my own for a little while, I figured I might try ag finance to help other farmers with loans.
Okay, very good. Well, where do you see yourself, say, 10 years from now? Back here somewhere close?
Yeah, I want to take over the farm in a good 10 years, maybe 15, just see what I can do within the ag finance. And if I like that, I might stick with it. I don't know quite sure yet where I'm going to be, but I hope to be in a good place in the agriculture world.
Very good. Well, congratulations again, and hope you have a great week here at the local fair and then a great time at the state fair as well.
Thank you.
You bet. That's Erin Steele, the Cass County Fair Queen. Boy, that's all. A lot of work there that night. Everybody wants a piece of the king and queen as soon as it's all over. A lot of folks rummaging around, a lot of family. So congratulations again to those youngsters. We need to listen to this once again from the folks at Camlin Plumbing and Heating.
Your Lennox dealer is Camlin Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic and Harlan. Lennox has been improving and refining home comfort since 1895. Lennox heating and cooling systems are designed for the best performance and quality. They have a reputation of 115 years of comfort, reliability, and efficiency. If you demand the best and won't settle for less, Lennox belongs in your home. Lennox offers state-of-the-art engineering, high-efficiency heating and cooling, along with quiet performance that you won't find in other brands. Lennox never stops searching for ways to improve your world with heating and cooling products that are more comfortable, durable, reliable, and efficient. Consumers and competitors alike look for the highest standards of excellence in the home comfort industry. Leave it to Lennox to combine comfortable home heating and cooling into their high-efficiency units. See your Lennox dealer, Camlin Plumbing and Heating, in Atlantic. Give them a call at 243-1512 or in Harlan, call 755-3286.
Once again, congratulations and my thanks to those youngsters for helping us out. Mark and Robert and Tess and Aaron, wish you the very best. Have a great fair week. You know how heavy and hot it gets to be during fair week, wearing a crown or a tiara and all that stuff during the course of the week.
Have to get that tiara clean at the end of the week.
Yeah, I know. Have fun with that. We'll see you at the fair. Hey, you go out and make it a great day, and God bless America.